Yo.
Yo.
We back, baby.
Yo.
We back, baby.
Oh my gosh.
We back, baby. Listen. Can't have us girls again.
Wait.
Do you know how we're doing that today, lads?
You're Cotton United.
Who?
Whilst doing that.
Who's
that Cotton
United?
That's Cotton United.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm paying homage. Do you know why? Because that's my number 29. And do you know what? We're celebrating. Get me. My nigga turned 29. You get me?
That's crazy. I think you were deep it. Fuck, you know.
My fucking nigga, you feel me?
Fuck, yeah, sake, bro.
Big 29, you feel
that's
me?
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what? Fair play. Because I didn't even deep that connection still. Say none.
I was thinking, in the song, does it say 29?
Say like, none.
No, it doesn't. Well, fuck it.
Say none.
I can still make it, man.
Say no more.
But yeah, man. Shout out to you.
Safe.
Nice that. Enjoy.
Bro, yeah, it was good still. Yeah. It was good still. Yeah, man. I had a nice weekend.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. My girl and that.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
It was nice.
Yeah, man. It was nice to be treated for once.
Nice. I hear it.
Man.
Shout out to you still. It's unfortunate your team couldn't treat you, but it's cool, though.
Brother.
It's cool.
It's crazy. Do you know what's mad? Man was watching a game yesterday, and I was just like, why the fuck am I even watching this? Like, bro. You man didn't even do much.
He didn't. So it was one of those games where if you actually scored, you could have come back and probably won, but it didn't happen and our defence is solid. But
yeah, no, you never look like scoring, to be honest. Which is whatever. But that's the team I support, I suppose. It is what it is, man.
But on serious note, what actual song that I do wanna fucking spin is I'm not surprised though actually. Cause what's his name? Gunna.
Now listen, man, people have to give some apologies to that guy.
You sure?
I'm gonna lie. Yeah.
This one here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
One-on-one bitch, they team. One-on-one never again.
Chance.
Don't get the cake in the butter. I count it like hustle the money all in.
Word.
Rhyme in the town in the drop top coupe in the mud in the trunk you can hear. Doing all about how they want me to lose, but I'm W, do for a win.
Oh.
Fucking this bitch in the OG, I'm having this nobody pull up a leg.
Yeah.
Fight for my dummy, you'll see how I'm coming, you'll take me, I'm right on the edge.
What was that,
bro? Young and I've been hit to shoot about some money all over my bed. 2018 coming me, and I added a career, niggas thought it'd be dead. Hugging cold, my body cold, I took a little itch. Hit her one time, told her pull up again, making a little push stretch. Give me some head in the back of the band, grip in the back of her neck. I wanna put Meriton on the tent, I wanna see the reflection. I'm the best dressed at the Met. The web in her dress, I know how to dress. She turn the drill to a flex. They stick at the check, I poke out my chest. I'm treating a little bull like my pets. I live the bitch using for sex.
If you don't know, one of one's out now, you get me?
Free
fog every time.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on.
What's up?
So, are you listening to Gunna back again, or what?
Huh?
Are you listening to Gunna again, or what?
Bro, we've been back again.
Oh, so he's not a snitch now?
Huh?
He's not a snitch now.
Listen.
I'm just trying to clarify.
What's that to clarify, Kizzy?
Because when Fug went in, and then Gunna went in as well, and then Gunna had whatever situation he did, and managed to come back out or whatever, there was a certain there was a certain gaze to Gunna and his music. There was a certain take.
Whoa.
That we don't fuck with snitches, rats, whatever the malarkey was, or whatever.
Let's not overcook this,
bro. Am I lying or what?
Nah, yeah, 100%. But okay, bro,
cool.
Man, listen. When it comes to Gunna, he's sliding. But I'll be honest, we'll get into it. To be honest, I haven't fully. Do you know what I'm saying? Fully listened to it, there's not enough sliding for me in it right now, in it. But yeah, I think obviously I need to listen to it more.
I heard that.
And I don't even think I've gone through more than halfway through it properly. So,
I heard that.
Like man still needs to take it in. But yeah, what are you saying? That one though, that one straight away, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
That one.
He's got one.
I was one. Like that shit caught me. I was like, okay.
I think a WhatsApp tune as well.
Yeah, like, WhatsApp.
He knows WhatsApp. How to slide. I'll be real.
What does WhatsApp mean though?
Bro, I couldn't tell you.
Let me search this up.
I couldn't tell you
because I want to add that to my dialect, but I don't know what it means.
I think what's happening is like, what's happening, man? What's good?
WhatsApp.
You get me.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Say nothing. Yeah, nah.
Shut up, man, folks. If that's how you say it. How you saying it?
WhatsApp.
Is that how he says it?
WhatsApp.
Are you sure?
Like, WhatsApp. I don't know. But them man have the certain lingo. The lingo, the twang to their voice, innit?
Mm.
But, man. Gunna... for me isn't the most he's not my favorite, but I have to give him his plaudits, man, because he definitely has a sound that is infectious and like people gravitate to.
Hondo,
like I don't know what it is.
it's the whole, like I've been saying, it's sliding, like the walking up, like it's like he's walking. I don't know how to explain it, but like, man, shit's clutch still, I'll be real. But like, and also the beats as well, the production.
Yes.
The production's actually.
Yes.
Like, yes. It's a groove. Like,
yes.
I don't know how to explain it. It's almost like, I don't want to say hip hop funk because it's hip hop funk, but like, it's funky, but it's not funky sound. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the groove it gives you is a funky step. Do you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
But it's not a funky sound, like, do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's the best way, like, the feeling it gives me, innit? Like, so, yeah, man. I think he's got something still, like, and obviously, I was thinking, well, Future obviously dropped the teaser when Gunna said he's dropping.
Yeah.
What did he say?
What did he say? 1 second, let me find it.
I think it's something about,
what did he say? He said...
the snippet, and he dropped a song as well. Is it
with T-Grizzly, yeah.
T-Grizzly, okay.
He said, free prom, my boy. Bro.
What did he say? No, he said something before that, though.
He said, I swear to God, T-Grizzly, we got one. Grizzly Gang, what up, though? Mixtape, Pluto, May 10th. Fuck your album, shit ain't slapping like my mixtape. But then you don't drop the album. You don't drop the mixtape.
Yeah.
But I don't get what he means by free promo.
Like, obviously using his name, innit?
But Gunna mentioned nothing about Future. So I don't get it.
I don't get it still. Yeah, because I was actually wondering that. Like, I swear it's my man that actually started it, really. Like, Gunna. Future, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, trolling him and that. Innit?
But I don't get what Future has to gain from doing that, personally speaking.
Yeah.
Because if Gunna is still under... Gunna is still under, what do you call it? What's the label? What's Fug's label again?
YSL.
So, I don't understand what the issue is. This whole stance about Gunna being a snitch or whatever. Fam,
the code, man.
Niggas snitch every day, B. Yeah, people are still listening to the music. And if it's hitting, niggas don't people will listen to the music, whether they like it or not.
The people that have been through that though, aren't listening, though. I don't think. Actually, tell a lie. I think I see Young Test tweet some lyrics from Gunna. I said, oh,
bro, bro, people are just lying, man. People are just lying.
Oh, shit, Young Test really listening to Gunna Wanna. That's crazy, dog.
Bro, sooner or later, people will just start to slowly switch back. I was surprised he got Offset on here. I'm surprised he's back working with Turbo, I think.
Yeah, made sense. Turbo's on here. Is that a 101?
Yeah.
Yeah, made sense, brother. Well, this sounds like you've gone back to it. But I'll be honest, the last thing he dropped is better than this, though.
I agree.
Like, I agree. First listen anyway. And like I said, I haven't got through that much.
I agree.
This time, last time, you would have had a couple more bangers. Yeah, I'm saying that, but
that's facts.
There's bangers that, like you said, what's up and that, but I don't know.
What's it? What's the other one? Hakuna Matata. That's the one. But yeah, listen, man. Shout out to Gunna, man. I don't know if it's hitting as much as a gift and a curse, but I think a gift and a curse was helped by like the surprise factor of it all. And like, alright, cool, this is the first release from Gunna since he had come out or whatever.
Oh shit, Roddy Ricch is in here.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Man said.
I can't remember it. So the take from that what you were personally speaking.
What are we saying? You're going wireless in that.
Bro, do you know where it is? I feel like, bro, the last time I went wireless was 2016, I want to say. But that was a time ago, man. I don't know. And I feel like the crowd has just gotten younger and younger as time has gone on.
So man can't even be
out here like that. They're like...
Yeah, I think... Yeah, Honda. Like, yeah, there's... Yeah, like, it's not even adapting. I think you just got to go with your people and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And avoid the kids type shit, in it, like, because it's not even a mingling thing, I don't think. Like, you just got to
do it
with who you come with, like.
But that's what man was on when I was going back then. Like, it was defo a day out to go...
I think I've been twice. One of the times I lost the man during fucking... Either. Imagine I waited all now, like, you know, you've been in the queue for a drink.
Wait, get to
the front, and they hear fuck off. I said,
yeah, man, you gotta go. You gotta go.
I told my bro,
you gotta go.
If you're waiting for this drink, you can wait for this drink. I'm out of here, bro. Like,
yeah, nah.
I think we saw Fugger and Future the same day. Because I think Future or even... Was it Skepta? Yeah, Skepta definitely came out. Yeah, I can't remember. But I feel like they all performed still. Like, it was crazy still. Like, DBE as well. It was that was actually a brazy. And I think even Travis Scott. So,
wow, that's nuts.
Yeah. It was a crazy lineup still. Can't lie. Main stage and that. Like, I've forgotten who I saw on the smaller stage, but... I think that was alright as well, though. But actually, to be fair, I don't think I saw anyone. I think I missed it. Like, you know when you miss them going cutting. Do they still have that? Because I swear it's definitely not called Pepsi Stage anyway.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. It's someone else sponsoring it. Before it used to be like in the tent or whatever.
Yeah,
good times. I remember going and then, what do you call it? It was the time when Krept and Conan did the tent. and it was ram up in there, but they had the thing rocking, blood.
Yeah.
And I think Chip came out as well. And then, yeah, that was the day that Drake was performing, I think. And this was just after the whole... Well, this was during the whole Meek Mill beef as well.
Mm.
So his... Yeah. Yeah, the thing was just crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, wireless, bro. It's a good day out.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like it's definitely for a younger crowd nowadays, especially with the acts.
Like, the acts? What are the acts? Let's see.
The acts, for me, ain't that great. I think Nicki's headline on one of the days. Let me double check.
Yeah, that's what I said, Nicki. Yeah, Nicki, 21 and Jay Huss is doing Saturday.
Jay Huss is doing Saturday.
Yeah, with 21 and Asake and Gunna and Sexy Red. Oi, I'm Violent. I don't know who that is. Friday, Skilly Bang, Brian Moss, Brian Messiah and Shalopi and Strands. That's on Saturday. That actually, that doesn't look too bad. And then Sunday's got Doja Cat headlining, Don Toliver, Rema, Tyler, Digga D, Uncle Waffles.
How's Digga D gonna perform? Any in pen?
Yeah, well.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate, that's tough.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting bailed before that anyway, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ruga, teaser touchdown, Rich Mary Nems.
Future might be going on Friday as well. Special guest, I believe.
Nicki, Ice Spice, Sean Paul. Sean Paul. Okay. Destroy Lonely, Flo Millie, Vanessa Bling, Homicide Gang, V's Rags Original. Yeah.
Does that one still say Diggity?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure about this, personally speaking.
I think it'll be interesting for press, though, if we can get press, but yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, just a mixture of artists.
Saturday looks lit. 21 and Huss.
That's if Huss choose to come out. But, let's see.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because you can't, bro, you can't do your own tour, but you're willing to come to Wireless. May that make sense?
Time has passed, isn't it?
Allow me, man. Allow me.
I don't know why he didn't. What was it? Did we get an official reason?
No. It just said, was it due to unforeseen circumstances or whatever? Man couldn't do it. And then just cancelled it all. Not even like postponed it or nothing like that. Mm. Just cancelled it. Who knows, man? Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not too bad. But again, bro, the issue with things like this is that I'd rather see the artist individually as opposed to going to a day, unless the thing is stacked to the point where I call this shit is just unmissable.
Nah, but for the day out as well, though, obviously, good, nice sun music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
Obviously, you're not gonna be mosh pitting with them, like, none of that shit. Like, that's why I think, yeah, press this little VIP type shit, if that evil's patterned them. That's the old way still.
Oh, it's back in Finsbury Park.
Mm.
Okay, fair play. Yeah, good times. Good times then, man. But yeah, man. Yeah, even shows. I haven't been to many. I need to go to. Like, apparently Childish Gambino's coming later this year. And then, is Travis still coming? Or no?
To the UK?
Yeah. Because if that's the case, I need to go.
I don't know if I moved, but I hear it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really like the last thing, did I? So, but obviously, a Travis performance is still Travis performance, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear it still. I don't know. But I think maybe because I know I'm not going to mosh pit. And I think maybe it'll be a different experience, isn't it? Sitting down.
Well,
getting seated seats. Probably won't be sitting down, but you know what I mean? Getting seated seats to go to see Travis. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have done that before, but now there's no other way.
Bro, listen.
Now there's no other way, bro. I don't have the energy still.
Yeah, when younger, alright, cool. I'm all for it, but just, yeah. Getting older now, lining up. As opposed to knowing where exactly you're going to be. You're not having to get people trying to cut in front of you and shit. No.
Can't see shit.
No. Yep. No. 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 Them days are over. Them days are over still.
Facts. Did you say Childish Gambino?
Yeah, Childish Gambino.
But yeah, no, I don't know about that. Has he dropped an album yet, or...?
He's gonna drop an album later this year. He was supposed to be touring. I think Burna Boy is supposed to be doing Stadium again. I think, is it later this year? But yeah. Aside of that, there's not many people I want to see. That's going live this year. But then again, I'm waiting on that Drake tour. Waiting on that J. Cole tour.
Oh, but actually, sorry.
Brother.
But actually, let's quick intro. Quick intro. Quick intro.
It's your boy Max, aka Max Zurian, aka Max is here, aka Nick about headphones.
Trust me.
Aka you already know what time it is.
29.
Yeah, true. 29. Aka Head 100 of Puppies in the Association.
Lady.
We down. Aka back outside boys, aka in
Free Willy. Inside boys, you should be saying that, bro.
Bruh, it's tough, man.
Nigga trying to catch them sleeping, that is crazy.
Something like that.
It's crazy. But yeah, it's your boy Iris Top Shooter. TCF Dripper, you already know. Hayland FC.
Of course.
Yeah man, hopefully next time you're listening to me you've got a fucking Premier League medal on my chest, you feel me?
That's crazy.
But that's all I can pray for, you get me? Come on, you Spurs.
That's crazy.
Oh yeah, that made me sick, but yeah, man, hip hop culture, that's me, man. I'm talking about hip hop culture and that. Like, it's crazy out here. Like, obviously, last couple of episodes, you know what we've been talking about. I think we rounded it up.
Yeah.
On a good understanding, I'd say.
Bro, it's crazy, man.
I do feel like there was a last bit of cope. In terms of, like, he's got the evidence. Because obviously that's what he said.
Bro, apparently that's not even true, but whatever, man.
That's what I'm here to talk about. We partying, nigga.
Listen.
Like, the film's yours, nigga.
Nah. Yeah, listen. I have to keep it rolling at, like...
Yep.
That, you know what? Cool. Drake evidently...
He tried his best.
He has taken potentially another L. However, saying that, just seeing the narrative shift on Drake and his music is just weird to me.
I'll be honest.
Very weird.
I'll be honest. There's people out there that were waiting for this day, innit? Like,
bro.
Waiting for it.
And bro.
Like, they're milking it. Like, milking it. Like, even me, I'm not the biggest. Do you know what I'm saying? But the respect's still there for what he's done as an artist and everything, innit? But, like, well, like, people just said, yeah, no, it's done, it's done. Like, can't listen to it no more. And I'm like, bro. Like, calling in some of the shits that's in that new anthem, not like us and that, calling him a pedo and shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, I mean, he's weird. From what we've seen, he's definitely a weird guy. But, yeah, I'm not even going to get into all of that. But, boy, I think both sides... But apparently Kendrick, like, even the day three shit.
Yes, like, yes, not true. But I never believed that, personally speaking.
It was just cold on this, huh? The way it sounded, innit? Like, and, like, even what, like, fucking... Apparently, what did Kendrick say about Drake again? The daughter.
See? The daughter.
And what else?
The daughter.
And the pedo shit.
Pedo.
That's the main
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all mucky waters, I'll be honest. Like, I think I said it last week anyway, but like I don't think this gave, to be honest, I'll be honest, it's sad for Drake's point of view because Family Matters is great, but Not Like Us is just greater. It's just greater. It's actually like it's the nail in the coffin, like buried now, like,
yeah, it's tough, like just the, but what do you call it?
I still feel like Drake's angle, if he gave Family Matters Part 2 with a 4, like, bro, like, stop, like, tell more caps and make it sound good. Fuck it, bro.
Nah, man,
we're
bro.
Here now, innit? You already lied. Already,
but then so lying it. Again will just invalidate everything. I'm not gonna lie.
But, bro, I mean, yeah, I hear it. But, so what, do you reckon the PR message is better?
What PR message?
The Heart Part 6.
Oh, brother. Listen. Again, damned if he do, damned if he don't.
Bro, nah, like, that's what I'm saying. He should have gone on the attack and then took another shot and then just held it. But to be honest, you're right. He probably couldn't take no more.
Bro, no, if more a shots. Guy's on record calling you a pedo, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga. 69 God. Bro. Hey, run for your life. Bro, there's no way man's letting any song go without addressing. Bro. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Bro. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, man. But then again, yeah. Big up to Kendrick, innit? Because he proved himself, innit?
Yeah,
apparently, he had like 10 songs in the tuck or whatever.
But apparently, the nigga recorded it in one session.
Yeah.
And then we'll just edit in it as he goes along. And
like, yeah.
I was just like, yeah, this nigga's a monster, bro.
Yeah.
He's an absolute demon. I would have loved to see what... Because Chip thought about that, because obviously his thing.
We're going to talk about we'll talk about that. That even reminds me. We'll talk about that.
I'd love to see what Chip thinks about, like, that whole process as to how he handled this whole thing, innit?
Right.
But, it's crazy still, like. But I think it's a wrap still, but... Your boy's saying he's dropping music, summer music and whatnot, isn't it?
Listen.
Do you reckon he's...
I don't think this is finished.
It's just... No, but you know, it's now going to go to the subliminals thing.
Academics are saying... Because of the whole shooting at his house or whatever, that fucked up the momentum a bit. But he's apparently going to drop again. Apparently. Apparently.
Are you sure he wasn't doing that to gas up the media?
Apparently.
The side this is like the game and all that.
Apparently.
Did he confirm it was Drake that's dropping again? Because I know
it's Drake.
The last couple things he on his Twitter anyway, I haven't been watching his streams, but like on his Twitter he's been like, I've got something for you type shit. Like, he's been alluding and then...
Yeah.
Fucking the game.
Nah, apparently Drake is saying, like, yeah, he's going to drop again. So, I don't know. But then again, I feel like the consensus is Kendrick's already won. There's nothing that Drake can do at this point to change that.
Yeah, it's taking too long if he wants to drop again. I'll be honest. Because, especially with all of this now... Like, coming out with the evidence of my man, like, apparently it's even, like, a ex-security guard at one hotel that he left at, and...
Yeah.
So crazy, like, so, yeah, bro, and then people are coming out that he tried to fucking pay, I think, Cool Brooks or something like that, some rapper, and get him for paying...
Like,
And he told him bullshit, bro.
I don't know, man.
He told you bullshit.
But again, this is what I mean. It's just corny. Like, you're paying for info to use in a rap. Come on, G. Let's just use our wit. Let's just use our imagination or whatever. Like,
but you think men aren't doing that regardless, though? I think that's the pattern.
I don't think Kendrick had to resort to that to beat Drake. But I don't think he did.
Of course he did.
What, to pay people to find that information?
Okay, not pay people, but I think people are coming to him.
Yeah, of course. But to go out of your way to say, ah, yo, I'm going to pay this person to get info on you or whatever.
But I think that's because nobody was trying to help Drake. Everybody that was on Drake's side that was already there, innit? Whereas, I'm pretty sure there would have probably been a list of people that were trying to feed Kendrick bullshit.
Right.
Even whether or not it's true or false. Like,
that's true.
You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
Just because they might not like Drake. Like. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I think... I don't know. It's messy. For me, it's messy on both sides. But I feel Kendrick don't need to fucking respond to any of the shit that about his family, though. That's the thing that
does he not? I don't necessarily disagree. I don't necessarily agree
Man.
With that. Because what if there is actually some truth to this?
Apparently there isn't.
Apparently forget the kid thing. I'm talking about the domestic abuse.
Oh.
Bro.
Well, I mean, they're still married. And apparently it might even be what's his name?
I don't know. But yeah, it's just very nasty. All the way around. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Personally speaking, because once it all settles down and then people want to actually take this seriously, then cool. People were just, the angles that people, that they both took were nasty, and also Kendrick. Drake said some crazy things about you. Do you want to address that? Boy.
But it's the family stuff though, isn't it?
Come on, man. Regardless of it being family stuff, if you're actually putting hands on your girl or whatever, that's crazy. That's very crazy. But then again, will people let it slide? That's another conversation.
Unfortunately, they'll just ignore it, innit? Unless there's no... It's crazy how they'll be able to ignore that, but definitely that stuff. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that's the issue, what I'm is, saying. The issue is with Drake, he's actually kissed a 17-year-old on stage.
He's done some weird shit. Facts.
Yeah, so.
Facts.
It's just unfortunate. And then obviously his partner, them, being away from himself.
Yeah, Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Oh, gosh. Mate. I feel like this is going to do some irreversible damage to Drake.
Yeah, 100. I think he actually might have to fucking get a relationship and settle down. But apparently he's out in Turks right now.
Yeah, nah. I think the days of Drake selling as much as he did or whatever, I think those days are over. I honestly think that from this.
Wait, say that again?
I think the days of Drake selling as much as he does are over. 100.
I doubt it still.
I think this, the same thing that happened to Meek Mill will happen to Drake.
Nah.
And
do you know how many Drake fans are still out here saying he won? Do you know how many men are still saying, oh, bro, if you take away the lines, Drake won?
Objectively, that's just not being realistic.
Yeah, but that's the amount of copium that's outside in the atmosphere right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, even as an OVO member, I have to admit,
the copium is crazy. Like, certain man, it's like, you man are grown men, bro. Like, he's not going to come and help you out, bro. Like, he's not going to bust you.
Then. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's crazy, dog. But wait, let's move on if we're talking competition. Because somebody came out and then decided to hop on Graham, which is very interesting. And it garnered a lot of interesting reactions. Shout out to Central C. He decided to hop on Graham.
Let's actually play that shit.
Yeah, CC freestyle.
Let me get a tea, please.
Doing it for London.
Yo, you don't wanna see man jump out the skip. Hit a whip skip, make your heartbeat skip. Anytime that your song comes on, we skip. And with the Marley's not Bob or Skip. We got the Charlie and the chocolate chip. Setting up shop like a Costco trip. Surrender your flag, cause you're not no quick. Don't be angry at me that you got no hits. You could go ends and they all know sense. You could go ends and they might know you. Try leave London and cross the bridge and ask who he is and ain't got no clue. I'm a millionaire, bro. What about you? Fuck the drill, that's not what I do. I trapped and it changed my life. You trapped and all that you thought was lose. If I don't OD, I'll get killed by a weapon and die of old age. Will they still say that I died as a legend? I'm taking a loss, I don't mind, it's a lesson. I'm the guy that's applying the pressure, that's why it's green.
He's going crazy. But bro, come on, man. I didn't like that about what he said. The drill thing, that's not what we do.
What for a drill, that's not what we do.
Yeah, I don't like that, bro.
I mean,
that's what got you in this fucking position.
I mean, but again, people will be loyal to you, whatever they're loyal to, until it suits them. People will be loyal to you, whatever they're loyal to you, until it suits them, and then they'll move on. That's it. But it's fine, because you just said it. Drill was what helped you come up to this point, right? Mm. So you saying fuck drill now is interesting, but cool.
That's crazy to me still. I'm not even gonna, yeah, I don't know, man. That's all.
Right.
Hey, man, right, stop.
Say that I died as a legend, I'm taking a loss, I don't mind, it's a lesson. I'm the guy that's applying the pressure, that's why it's
clear. Where's he from again?
West.
No, country.
Bro, this guy's, I don't know, them flipping, what do you call it, unknown background niggas, I don't know, man, bro, I don't know.
I think he's Guyanese or something, like.
He's not black, bro.
No, he's not black.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
No, he's not, bro.
I think he is.
He's not black, bro.
I think he is.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I think he is though. But yeah, no, he's sliding on this one here, and obviously this is a Digger D thing. I don't even know why he's even sending this now. Like, I don't get it. Do you know?
Nah, apparently they have like actual history though.
What beef?
Yeah, like can I say this?
Like street shit.
Yeah, street shit.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, say less. I didn't even know that still. Like, it just felt kind of random, innit? But there's a bar in there. I don't know if he said it already. Has he?
Nah, I don't think so.
They put me in LA, they group you in Leicester. This statement shit. I've been the kid since A-Rexes. It was COVID mask and latexes. Now it's platinum Amexes. Shit changed. I seen a snippet. Unreleased it. Slaps on mute. The trailer shit. I'm in Las Vegas watching a Super Bowl. Thinking about moving to Taylor Swift. I don't need to go to the bank for a loan. Accountant said my accounts look great. I can spend every day and the cash won't go. Been OT so long that my accent changed. Sapning girl, you alright? Corporate voice when I answer the phone. Left wrist swollen, covered in ice. You would have thought that I fractured a bone. I grew in low income housing. Now my rent is 18,000. The UK's most famous writers probably me after JK Rowling. Made 10M off my debut album. Label don't even care how it's sounding. Tell them that we don't need A&Rs. I'll do it myself and make it without. On 23 I was paying my homage. Now I need them to give me my flowers. While I'm alive bro, give me my props. A lot of man washed like I see their sour. We celebrate wins like sentences. Bro, fresh out the bin, get a champagne shower. We're not on the block no more, we're in mansions. Tell them bro, lay off the gang thing now. It's mad, I grew where the pagans live. It's a love-hate relationship.
Shit, that sounds like actually.
Gone went away for a bit, and now I'm back. Like, wait a minute, I'm back. UK rap ain't dead, I mean, some guys are, but I don't relate. Live Nation come vouch, I'm paid. They gave me an M just to go on stage. Please don't panic, we need another one, DJ Khaled. It's under control cause Steve will manage. If I was them I would feel embarrassed. What they do in London, I do in Paris. When they had a Urus, I had a Yaris. I'm a savage, I got no manners. I quickly overlap all of these rappers. But shout out the UK talent, I'm the reason the UK valid. Flying in girls from the USA cause I already fucked with this UK
valid. Yeah, I think that last one got a couple people.
I'm the reason the UK valid. Interesting. I mean, very interesting.
It's unfortunate he's gonna feel like that, and I don't blame him for feeling like that. I'll be
exactly.
Because look at what he's doing, mate. It's fucking crazy.
Exactly.
Like, it's actually mad.
Is it actually true? That's a different conversation. But for him to feel like that, then.
Yeah, bro, I'm not shocked him feeling like that. Like, bro, he was literally out there, even on top of Drake and shit, like, so.
Yeah, of course, but let's not act like people before you haven't gone to America helped put on.
Barely anyone's done it like him out there, though.
Yeah, nah, that's facts. That's
like,
facts.
Yeah, people come before him, but they ain't done it like him. If we're keeping it a beam. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless obviously you take away what's my man with the gold chains, old school guy. Fucking.
Slit Rick?
Yeah.
I mean, Slit Rick, MF Doom, if you want to talk about that. But
MF Doom?
Yeah, he's from England still. He moved over to America when he was young.
Oh,
I mean, man can even try claim. Yeah, man really? Can even claim 21 Savage, which is that's the technical. But
he's definitely British, though.
Yeah. But again, Central C can rap in it.
He can.
This is a decent lyrical showing. Few bars in here. What do you call it? They were out on a Urus, I was in a Yaris. Shout out to the man there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's opportune that you're hopping on the gram thing now. But then again, big up. Because
Why do you say it's opportune?
Because I feel like Graham's just been steadily going along doing this thing. It hasn't needed the big lights, the bright lights on it.
Yeah,
it's just been steadily doing its thing. Do you get me?
Yeah, because obviously I think the legends have been keeping it alive to an extent.
Yeah.
Like the Skeptics of Discord and that, like with some of their things, and obviously Mango and
yeah.
that, like, and all of them have been doing features with right. pure grime artists in it. Do you know what I'm saying? So through that, naturally, it's always going to maintain what it's doing, innit? Like, I think I even see Wiley, fucking, what's his name? What's his name? What's his name?
Which one?
Yeah, Wiley said, "Oh, Graham's back on Central's team" when he posted.
That's crazy.
And then, yeah, like, has he even dropped it? Like, God, now we've explained this.
No.
About how this got somebody that said he wanted a piece and that.
I don't think he's. Has he? Let me just check his Twitter. Because I don't think he's dropped. He said, was it Saturday at 11 o'clock or whatever?
Mm.
But then people. He didn't drop anything. Alright, let's see this.
I think he might have came to his senses because, like, what he was doing there, if he was actually sending for Chip for Central, yeah, he's basically doing what the game is doing to Rick Ross. That's exactly what that is. And if you think that's clout chasing, if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I don't get why he would be doing all that. Like,
what the hell?
What?
So he put up the post, the snippet.
And he ain't dropped it.
He ain't dropped it. Wait, let me play the snippet.
Ask anybody born after 95 who made them wanna jump on Graham and tell you it's me.
Shit. What are we doing?
I ain't mad at that.
No, but then drop it then. If you have something to say.
Nah, but I think he must have realised, yeah, he's going mad. Because I don't get why he would be, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you have something to say,
why would you send for
say
sense?
It.
Why would you send for
you, sense? You don't have to send for sense. Just politely remind him who's been doing this before you. That's it.
You think he don't fucking know?
Come on, man.
I don't think... And to drop it like this soon straight after, as if it's a diss, like...
It's not a diss, though. I'm not expecting it to be a diss.
You're not expecting it?
No.
This energy don't give that?
No.
Like a day or two after Sench dropped his team.
No. I just think that's how Chip works.
What?
Like he's in the dojo penning every day. Like,
yeah, he's not dropping every day though, is he? He's not dropping snip. Check the last time he posted. That nigga's incognito. He posts when he needs to post.
Let me see a second.
He's not on the socials like that. You get me? You're not social like that.
Chip, man, come on. He's got a mixtape coming out on the 31st.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fair. Alright, music's loading then, isn't it? Say less. Say less.
Oh, it's a mixtape with Nave Smalls. Okay.
I'll be honest, it's not even that. I like Nave Smalls, yeah, but I'm just not trying to hear that right now.
Broski!
I want bars, bro. I want some music, you feel me? Like,
bro!
Like, I feel like, when that's what I've been saying about Chip, bro. you've done the whole chasing sounds and making sounds and do you know what I'm saying? Give us a fucking masterpiece, bruv. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, your old school shit, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Brisky,
like, Brisky, give us a masterpiece, Brisky, bro. I don't need no, like, bro, you've been here 20,
it's been a
15
minute.
Years plus.
It's
do you
been
know
a
what I'm
minute.
Saying? Like, bro, I need a masterpiece. That's all I want from him, innit?
It's like, been a minute.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's got it in him. Like, I think he just needs to evolve to that level. And to be fair, being like, how do I say it? Playing like, being nice or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came in the game young, like 16, 17,
and right.
So he's obviously lived the pop star life and, do you know what I'm saying, gone
right.
An experienced thing, done the commercial thing, everything, innit?
Yeah.
So, like, the lived experience and the growth and all of that, he's had to grow through, like, war settings, innit?
Mm.
Whereas, obviously, he's obviously gone through real life shit. I don't know. The only real life shit I know about his family, his brother and that, being in jail and shit like that. And I think he might have had a nan that passed, I'm not sure. But, yeah, like, just family shit, innit? But, like, I think it's similar to, not to Drake, but like to Drake in a sense that I kind of want bodies of work that shows that like man's a man now, innit? Type shit. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I mean? Like that energy, like what he's learning is, do you know what I'm saying? Like reflecting, do you know what I'm saying? Like rapping, like what's his, like West Side Gun type beats, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I need some hip hop shit, like, do you know what I'm saying? And obviously mixing the gram in there, give us a couple gram records, like. But I want that bar. I want bars and that. Like, obviously, to be honest, it's probably pop of paper. And obviously, this as well. Like, since then, like, it's just been bars. That's what man's been heavy on. But like, obviously, Future dropped, so the balance has rebalanced. You feel me? I'll be honest. The balance has rebalanced. Cause now I can listen to this trap shit. But yeah, man.
Yeah, that, bro. What was his last project? Snakes and Ladders. And I think that was 2020. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 2020. Because Flowers came out the end of that year, I want to say. Yeah. But, bro. Man's just not trying to hear that right now. I just want to hear what you've been at for the last few years, whatever.
Yeah.
What have you been on?
30 now, 30 plus, innit?
Yeah, 30 plus.
Is he our age or is he older?
Nah, he's older. He's older by like a few years still. Yeah. But come on, man.
Bumble. Give me no FPL points, prick.
Bruh. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. I hope he shows us something on this. I'm not optimistic, but let's see what he does.
Yeah. Who else have I been listening to?
Tommy Richmond, Million Dollar Baby. That song's going up.
Is there a visual for it?
I don't know. I haven't seen one, to be fair. I've just heard the song. I'd be surprised if there isn't one. I visualize, okay.
Do what I should, man. Point, do what I could, man. Point, do what I should, man. Point, do what I could, man. Point, do what I should, man.
can't.
Yeah, it's hard still. I hear it still. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is it a white guy?
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's got rhythm still. Similar to like Brent Fires in a way.
Mm.
Similar strip.
Got this. One of my friends. Yeah, it's called. It's some R&B shit.
Okay.
R&B rap, maybe for me.
Let's see this.
I heard you're calling up my girlfriend, talking some wild shit, reminiscing on what you could have been. Testing my patience, you're moving dangerous, cause I'm not the one you wanna play with. It's about to be a long day, a long night, cause you're moving in the wrong way. Act right, you gon' make my body count right.
What?
Leave you laying in your outline. Oh,
wait. You're gonna make my body count right. I mean, no, fair enough, man.
Yeah, so is he.
I hear it.
Yeah, that's called Peace and Love. Peace on Problems still by Courtney Bennett and Wayo and Travis Wilde.
Okay, let me add this a bit. Bennett. She got an EP.
Yeah.
Say no more.
You need to check it out still. Gee, I know you haven't listened to it, I'm Huncho and Pot Papers thing.
No. Fuck no. Bro, listen. Listen, man. Bro. You, man. For me. No. M. Huncho.
Fuck.
Bro. M. Huncho, I can deal with in spurts. Pot of Paper, I prefer when he's just rapping.
He is. He's leaving the rapping to my man. The singing to my man. And you know what I'm saying?
Is it good enough for a tape? Off first impressions, is it good enough?
It's actually better than I expected, I'll be honest. Well, yeah, I haven't fully grasped it either, though.
For me, the less said the better. It's not something I'm gonna actively go out my way to listen to. If I do feel like listening to it, I will. As of now, I don't. But we'll see in it. I'm calling that then, man.
Should we playlist?
Playlist. I'm on playlist, what's up?
Huh?
What's that? What's that? By Gunna. And then...
What else am I gonna put on there?
Mm-hmm. Likewise.
Fuck it, one of one. Did you fall down already?
No. I'm gonna play Let's Go Feeling by Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm you.
Tell me what you want. I'll say what you want.
That's not what I want. That's not that even. Scott. Yeah, longevity stuff. Hey, you want that?
Hollywood 6.
Longevity. Cool.
Yeah, man.
Boom. I wish all my niggas longevity and prosperity. I don't like negativity or bad energy. I've been through so much that I think I need therapy. Actually, all I need is weed and Hennessy. I got graphic scenes that I've stored in my memory. I'm having daydreams that I lick down my enemy. Having nightmares of a grave.
Yeah,
and
man, spin your boys another one.
Trust.
You feel me?
Go like, share, subscribe. Trust and them good things.
Trust me. Have a good week. And like I said, hopefully we're with a Premier League title. You feel me?
We'll see about it.
Let's go.